Hi guys, a beautiful morning to y'all. Today's Bible reading I'm taking from 1 Chronicles 12 and 1 Chronicles 13, and our memory verse taken from 1 Chronicles 12, verse 22. For at that time, they came to David day by day to help him until it was a great army, like the army of God. Let's take a few moments to ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, open our ears, and open our hearts to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is going to be saying to us today. Now, these were the men who came to David at Ziklag while he was still a fugitive from Saul the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, helpers in the war, armed with bows, using both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows at the bow. They were of Benjamin, Saul's brethren. The chief was Ahiezer. Then Joash, the son of Shemash, the Gibeonite, Jeziel and Peletz, the son of Azmaveth, Beracha and Jehu, the Anathothite, Ishmael, the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30 and over the 30, Jeremiah, Jahaziel, Johanan, and Jozabad, the Gederethite, Eluzai, Jerimoth, Bielai, Shemariah, and Shephatai, the Arufite, Elkanah, Jishia, Azariel, Joezer, and Jashobim, the Korahite, and Joliab and Zebediah, the sons of Jeroham of Gedor. Some Gadites joined David at the stronghold in the wilderness, mighty men of valor, men trained for battle, who could handle shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions and were as swift as gazelles in the mountains. Ezer the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmana the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, and Machbana the 11th. These were from the sons of God, captains of the army. The least was over 100, and the greatest was over 1,000. These were the ones who crossed the Jordan in the first month, when it had overflowed all its banks. And they put to flight all those in the valleys, to the east and to the west. Then some of the sons of Benjamin and Judah came to David at the stronghold. And David went out to meet them, and answered and said to them, "If you have come peaceably to me, to help me, my heart will be united with you. But if to betray me to my enemies, since there is no wrong in my hands, may the God of our fathers look and bring judgment." Then the Spirit came upon Amaziah, chief of the captains, and he said, "We are yours, O David. We are on your side, O son of Jesse. Peace. Peace be to you, and peace be to your helpers, for your God helps you." So David received them and made them captains of the troop. And some from Manasseh defected to David when he was going with the Philistines to battle against Saul. But they did not help them, for the lords of the Philistines sent him away by agreement, saying, "You may defect to his master Saul and endanger our heads." When he went to Ziklag, those of Manasseh who defected to him were Adnab, Jozabad, Jediel, Michael, Jozbad, Elihu, and Zelitai, the captains of the thousands who were from Manasseh. And they helped David against the bands of raiders, for they were all mighty men of valor, and they were captains in the armies. For at that time, they came to David day by day to help him until it was a great army, like the army of God. Now these were the numbers of the divisions that were equipped for war, and came to David at Hebron to turn over the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of the Lord. Of the sons of Judah, bearing shield and spear, 6,800, armed for war. Of the sons of Simeon, mighty men of valor, fit for war, 7,100. Of the sons of Levi, 4,600. Jehoiada, the leader of the Aaronites, and with him 3,700. Zadok, a young man, a valiant warrior, and from his father's house, 22 captains. Of the sons of Benjamin, relatives of Saul, 3,000. Until then, the greatest part of them had remained loyal to the house of Saul. Of the sons of Ephraim, 20,800. Mighty men of valor, famous men throughout their father's houses. Of the half tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, who were designated by name to come and make David king. Of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. Of Zebulun, there were 5,000, who were out to battle, expert in war, with all weapons of war, stout-hearted men who could keep ranks. Of Naphtali, 1,000 captains, with them 37,000 with shield and spear. Of the Danites, who could keep battle formation, 28,600. Of Asher, those who could go out to war, able to keep battle formation, 40,000. Of the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half tribe of Manasseh from the other side of the Jordan, 120,000 armed for battle with every kind of weapon of war. All these men of war who could keep ranks came to Hebron with a loyal heart to make David king over Israel. And all the rest of Israel were of one mind to make David king. And they were there with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover, those who were near to them, from as far away as Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, were bringing food on donkeys and camels, on mules and oxen, provisions of flour and cakes of figs and cakes of raisins, wine and oil and oxen and sheep abundantly, for there was joy in Israel. In due season, God will reward you and God will help you. We all know the story of David. David had a quite unique experience. But then close to the time when he was going to be a king, in fact, years before he became a king, he was a fugitive. He was running up and down because his life was being chased after by King Saul. And he still did not even attack or kill Saul. But then we read in verse 22 of this chapter that for that time, they came to David day by day to help him until it was a great army like the army of God. Do you know what it means for a man to build an army that is similar, that they would compare with the army of God? They would liken to the army of God. That means God himself built that army. And we see that with David, God literally structured it and designed the people that he has put around him so well. He gave David the gift of men. And not only did he give him the gift of men, he gave David the gift of diverse men. Because we see that the different men from the different tribes, they had different specialties. And with their uniqueness and their specialties and their experiences, they used to serve David. Not only did God go skill-wise, excellence-wise, war-wise, he went spiritual-wise. Because why did he send the sons of Issachar, who understood the times and what Israel ought to do? He equipped David in every way David could think of and could not think of. When is your time, it will look like you did something extra. It will look like you did juju. When it is your time, it is your time. We move on to the next chapter. Then David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader. And David said to all the assembly of Israel, "If it seems good to you, and if it is of the Lord God of Israel, let us send our brethren everywhere who are left in all the land of Israel, and with them to the priests and Levites who are in their city and their common lands, that we may gather together to us, and let us bring the ark of our God back to us, for we have not inquired at it since the days of Saul." Then all the assembly said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David gathered all Israel together from Shihor in Egypt to as far as the entrance of Hamath to bring the ark of God from Kirjath Jearim, and David and all Israel went up to Baala, to Kirjath Jearim, whom belonged to Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God the Lord, who dwells between the cherubim, where his name is proclaimed. So they carried the ark of God on a new cart from the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. Then David and all Israel played music before God with all their might, with singing on harps, on string instruments, on tambourines, on cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came to Chidon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and he struck him because he put his hand to the ark, and he died there before God. And David became angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah. Therefore, that place is called Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of God that day, saying, "How can I bring the ark of God to me?" So David would not move the ark with him into the city of David, but took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months, and the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. In this chapter, we read the story of David. We had read this before in previous chapters before, but then in this chapter, we are given a sort of summary of what happened to David and what happened when David tried to bring the ark of God. Something we can learn is that David consulted the captains of thousands and hundreds, and with every leader, no leader left to be asked for counsel. There are many people that they are surrounded with many good people and many wise people, but then they still don't engage them. They don't engage them. Why? It is a different thing to be surrounded with smart people and wise people, but it's another thing to actually engage them, ask for that counsel, and actually engage that counsel. Life is not meant to be done alone. This is why we do life with God. This is why we do life with other men. This is why God gives the gift of men. Engage those that God has put around you with the leading of the Holy Spirit. And this is how we end today's Bible study. Hope you guys have a great day. Feel the invite of the Holy Spirit into your daily activities. I love you, and Jesus loves you even more.